We pray for Israel that the war will be successful and they will be able to completely remove the threat of Hamas from not only Israel, but the entire Middle East and from us. May they never raise their heads again to harm Israel and suppress their own Arab people throughout the area, the region, and also within our own country. We pray for decisiveness and resolve among Israel's leaders to pursue this battle to the very end. And we pray your word, Lord, arm them with strength for the battle, especially the imminent ground invasion, and subdue their enemies under their feet. And may your name be exalted. We lift up Oak Hills, 9,000 population. The overall crime rate went from C+ to A-, violent D+ to B-, property B+ to A, other D+ to B. We thank you, God, that all of them improved and the frequency stayed at every 12 hours. We do pray for their vandalism at 11%, that it will decrease. We lift up Oro Grande with a population of 1,000. Overall crime went from C to B, violent F to D, property stayed at C-, other went from B+ to A+. We are grateful, Father God, that 3 out of 4 improved. Their frequency worsened slightly from every 13 days, 18 hours, to every 13 days, 4 hours. So we pray their frequency gets less, that they would have less crimes committed less frequently. Their top issues are burglary at 9, assault at 6, and theft at 5. God, we pray whatever is causing people to harm one another, that also would be stopped, that they would get help, that they would find ways to manage their anger without taking it out on other human beings. We lift up the regions of Cramer and Mount Pass, and though there is no significant population there, Cramer is an abandoned city, there are still major crimes happening there, and their overall is D-, frequency every 2 days. Their top issues are burglary at 13, drugs at 12, 9% assault, and vandalism. So things are still happening in that area. And the same with Mountain Pass, that they're similar to Blythe crime issues. Their overall is D-. Thankfully, their frequency is every 34 days. Top issues, however, is 44% drug crimes, 22% theft, 11% burglary, and 9% vandalism, and 6% assault. That's 5 issues. So we pray for these areas that you put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. We ask, though, that there's very little law enforcement out there because there's very few people living in those communities and in that region. We still pray, Father, for an assault on that as well, that they would be contained and that people would not be able to get away with crimes even though they think they can hide them. We thank you for all the improvements. We pray for a continued improvements in each area, those that are more populated and those that are less populated. And we thank you, Father, that your name would be exalted in these places. And we pray for laborers and intercessors and people as they drive by these communities would lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus, that our united prayers would continue to see good news and a good report in Jesus' name.